Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. He's the executive director. And a new report just published October, America's Strategic Posture, from a bipartisan commission. It formally entitled the final report of the Congressional Commission on the Strategic Posture of the United States. That's nukes. All right. It's expensive. It's needed. It's necessary. Here's the puzzle. Not one, but two near peers with nuclear weapons, Russia and China. Also, near peer in the axis of resistance, near peer in the axis of opportunism in Eurasia with nuclear weapons, North Korea now, Iran ambition. Okay, so we have four to concern ourselves with. Henry gives me an understanding there are things to address that are not in this report at any length. Let's start with proliferation. Henry, what is to be done about proliferation? One way I've been told is the irony that if the U.S. provides the umbrella to protect our allies, they do not have to go nuke. Is that a way of dealing with proliferation on our side of the equation?
It's part of the answer, I think, unfortunately so. You want to convince the South Koreas, the Japans, the Polands, the Turkeys, that the alliance guarantees that they have from us are sufficient so that they do not go nuclear on their own, which will only raise more uncertainties and complicate our ability to be defended and to defend them in our alliance. So, yeah, it's part of it. I don't think the commission report gets into that sufficiently. I think they I'm sure they're blandishments, but not things with proper nouns. They don't talk about specific countries in there to a very extensive extent, and I think that's a mistake. What is it that we need to do to reassure those countries is not just in nuclear coin. It's going to be a lot of other things as well, and there was not much discussion of that. The concern that China has, and for that matter, Russia to some extent, that we might forward deploy in new places nuclear weapons is quite real. But there was no discussion of how you might use that fear to leverage better behavior out of China or Russia. That also, I think, is astonishing.
Let's move to Earth orbit because we see that Belarus is said to have deployed weapons. We see that Iran wants weapons, but to my knowledge, there are no nuclear weapons in space. Are they coming, Henry? You've had a war game exercise that entertains the possibility.
Well, it's possible. Let me just go back and finish off that last point, though, before we go any further. They don't talk about the spread of nuclear weapons technology by dint of exporting and promoting the export of civil nuclear technologies that are dangerous. There wasn't a whisper about what we ought to do about Saudi Arabia in the report. And yet, if, you know, nuclear weapons spread in the Middle East, I mean, it will change everything that report is about. If you had Turkey, Egypt, Algeria, UAE, Saudi Arabia with nuclear weapons in, you know, 10 to 12 years, you know, people look back at this report and go, how irrelevant it is. They didn't even raise that question. Now, with regard to space, they were tasked in the law to address how space systems would impact the strategic posture of the United States and what their role would be. Out of 160 pages, one quarter of a page was spent on that issue. And out of 20 pages of recommendations, not a single one said a whisper about anything relating to space systems. That is a stunner. Also, as far as nuclear weapons in space, it's not the most likely thing. I've gamed it, and we have to be concerned about it. It does suggest that putting all your eggs in a vulnerable low-Earth orbit constellation networking approach to dealing with all of your military and commercial needs might be a mistake. But again, that's just one of the many things that needs to be discussed that weren't discussed at all in that commission report.
Let's talk about ICBMs. We touched upon that earlier. And to restate, to my understanding, they did not address a non-nuclear ICBM, which you have led me to believe can be enormously damaging to the defense of the United States.
Well, it could be excused that they didn't, except for one thing. As soon as they came out with the report, just in a matter of a few weeks, the Pentagon put out another report, frequently colloquially referred to as China Military Power Annual Report. And in there, they did talk about that. And I cannot believe that anyone would consider it duly diligent to have a commission on the strategic posture of the United States not know about that coming out at the exact same time as their report. I'm sure they had clearances. We spent $7 million on that commission. They had access to all sorts of things. Didn't say a word about it. Why does that matter? Well, the probability of using a missile that doesn't have an explosive warhead or only has a non-nuclear explosive warhead that could reach the United States has got to be much higher than one that has a nuclear warhead for I assume everyone understands, for obvious reasons, because you might be tipping the cow and causing, chaos to come down on you if you used a nuclear weapon on the United States. What is our response to something that isn't nuclear? I don't know. But, of course, the commission report, again, silent.
Well, it did say strategic posture, and that doesn't rule out non-nuclear warheads.
Well, that's exactly right. So, and, the amount of harm that can be done with nuclear warheads surely is more, but if you aim accurately with even a non-explosive projectile, you can knock out some very important strategic assets.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The report, the final report of the Congressional Commission on the Strategic Posture of the United States, entitled America's Strategic Posture, I recommend it. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.